You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. And today's show, Jane, we're starting to ask some questions. We're going to be asking today the top three factors to ask if you should sell your home. And those questions have the why, the where, and the when. The first question everyone needs to ask is, why do you want to move? Number two, where are you moving to? And number three, when do you need to move? So it's the why, the where, and the when. We're going to break it down in a lot of depth on this show. And we're going to follow this show with the next couple of shows with other top three categories. It's the top three theme for the month of July.
Yes, absolutely. Ken, it's www, but no doubt. No, it's not a website.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's www, but no doubt.
Right.
And every time when people call me to go their home, right, to want to sell their home, I always ask these three questions. And my job is not just go there and ask you to sign the listing agreement, put a house on the market. That's absolutely not my first priority. My first priority is should help the seller understood why they want to sell, where they're going to go into, what's their time frame, when. So once you help once an agent helping the owner to dig deeper, understand where they are, where you're going to be, and quickly the seller can see listing house or not, whether it's in their best interest or at least the time frame is right for them. Because a lot of time there's no right or wrong answer. Right. But our job is to help the seller understand better by pumping us the question.
That's like with anything in life, you have to ask the right questions, because ultimately you want to ask, the seller needs to know what they want to achieve. What's the purpose? That's a lot of times even you ask that question to your buyer, your seller. What are you trying to achieve?
Yes.
If you know what their end result is, then you can better assist them and advise them. And that's one of the things that a real estate professional has to do. You have to be an advisor. You have to guide them. It's not always to go there and take the listing agreement. You have to do what's in the best interest of the seller at that moment in time. So you have to understand, just like when you go to a doctor asks you a lot of questions because they need to understand. The more questions they ask, the more information they can gather. So the why, the when, and the where are very important questions that a real estate agent has to ask to any seller.
So you know, Ken, that's remind me of a movie, the Charlie and the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right? Remember, one guy was seeing the psychiatrist that time, and the guy didn't say anything. Yeah. He just asked a few questions or pumped him to think more. And then at the end, he said, "You good? You very good, right?"
Yeah,
he said he's the best psychiatrist.
Right. And all he did.
Ask right question, pump him to derive his own answer. So that's very important.
Right. So with the why you want to move, a lot of times the sellers may come to you and say, "Jane, I want to move. The market is really high now. I want to sell my house for the top dollar, and I just want to cash in the money, and you know, I'll figure it out
later.
Yep. So what do you say to that type of seller?
A lot of time, right? When they tell me, "I will just want to cash in," I will ask them, "Where are you going to move to? Do you have a home ready?" No. Well, do you know if you sell your home at top dollar, by the same token, you're going to buy the home at top dollar? Can you buy without selling? If not, if you sold your home, if the market is still going up, you're going to pay more for next. Plus, it's very limited inventory, and you're probably not going to find someone you like very quickly. And in the meantime, what's your plan?
And plus, the interest rates may have changed. You may have bought that home 20, 30 years ago. Maybe at a lower interest rate. The interest rates, so that also you're faced with that predicament, unless they're going to buy. So the more you know about the sellers, the more you know about the seller's financial situation, if they can afford to buy another house without selling this one, if they're going to pay cash, if they need to finance, that can help you help educate them on the market and help them make an informed decision.
Absolutely. It's all about helping our client to make informed decision.
Right.
You know, the more they you know, we are the professional, Ken. You know, we have so much experience with this because we went through a lot. So by pump the seller to realize a different scenario, definitely, in my opinion, will help seller a lot to derive their own decision.
Right.
What's good for them.
So selling for just the high price is not a good reason in and of itself.
No.
It could be a good reason if they have a game plan in place and they have another place to go. But you never go into a listing with a mindset of just list, because down the road it can lead to problems, and you've encountered situations on the buyer side where you've had clients, buyers ready and willing and able, they had their contract accepted, but then the deal didn't close because the sellers, even though they accepted the offer, the sellers and the list agent didn't do their due diligence, and the sellers couldn't find a place to relocate to. So they had to just
it's not that, you know, the seller didn't do diligence or the agent didn't advise. Sometimes the seller think they could and they change their mind later.
Later,
but
right.
By advise them, at least make them think a little more, rather than just you want to say, okay, sign over here, your house will be on the market tomorrow. So no, you have to ask deeper, give them, share our experience with the seller, right? Let them understand. But after all that, they may still change their mind. I had a few past few years, right? I did ask all the questions. The seller said, yes, we want to change lifestyle. We are already have a huge house, only two of us, all the children, grandchildren already grown up in different places. We want to rent in Hoboken, for example, right? And later on, we had a contract, but they went to Hoboken, they realized it's good to have a restaurant night and do something, but they cannot give up the big backyard, the privacy and everything. So they decided not to go ahead with the contract, right?
Right.
But at least you advise them. If they never thought about it, they'll make it a more rocky road.
Right. So the lesson to learn from that might be to, you know, ask the question of the sellers: Did you experience that lifestyle?
That's
a thing that you can learn from those lessons in life. That if you know, advise them that hey, if you've never experienced living down the shore on a weekly, daily basis, then try it first to make sure you'll like it before you commit to selling your home and buying something down there.
Absolutely. That's very, very important, right? I mean, my uncle, for example, right, God bless him, he passed away a few years ago. He and my auntie live in West Coast. When they retire, they want to buy 55 plus. It's a little bit further out in the very nice, beautiful area. So my uncle put a deposit on the property and said to auntie, how do we know? I give up our, you know, home and near the church, the place, you know, we live for 40 years, right? Let's book a hotel, stay there for the weekend so we can talk to the resident there. So at least learn more before we sell our house, move there, right? They want, obviously, they put a deposit down. They want to purchase before they sell their home. So the couple left when their Saturday morning, and the early risers, they got there, you know, 9 o'clock, and they stayed checking the hotel, and then the hotel room's not ready, so 12. So they drove to the community and just want to say hi and to see. Suddenly, they saw a big travel coach, you know, there, and a lot of people was like rushed to get on the bus, and they said, where are you guys going? What's the activity? They said, oh, we're going to San Francisco today. We're gonna have a lunch there. Wow. So after that, they were there 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And there's not many people there in the community, nothing going on. So when they came back to their home, they decided to cancel the contract because they only put a deposit anyway. So they said, no, I think we don't want every weekend wait for a big bus and come back to the city where we're from. So we're good.
So it's all relative. What you don't have, you appreciate.
They're
away from the city, and those folks all couldn't wait to get on the bus and go back to San Francisco.
Traffic and everything. Until today, they're still living their home. But my uncle unfortunately passed away a few years ago. So one of my cousins, one of their children moved in with the mom. So they have, take care of her, help with the maintenance of the house. So they still live in the same house. So she never thought she could buy another place far away from the family. So that was, that was definitely worth that weekend to visit.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So ultimately, the why has to be a motivating factor. It needs to be a motivating reason, meaning a job, mandatory job relocation, closer to the grandkids, closer mm-hmm. to the parents, something that's really a motivating factor, that there's that you're really motivated, you need to sell. It can't just be, well, it shouldn't be more like, well, we think we want a lifestyle change, then you need to investigate it more and try to make sure that's really what you want to do.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. So the why is super, super important. Once you understand why, if the why is just, a very simple, just a spare moment, think, oh, well, that would be a good idea. Once when you encounter a lot of, up and downs during the selling, you may easily change your mind. But if you very clearly why, for example, like you mentioned, Ken, you have a job transfer or the house is you outgrown the house, or you want a downsizing, you want to move closer to family, grandchildren, that's a very, very good reason. So there's nothing. We just had a couple call me, and I told them, I said, you sell your house is easy. This is a seller market. I could sell them over one weekend. Truly, we got offer mm-hmm. one weekend. I said, where are you going to go, right? I said, do you understand you may not able to find anything you like? Is that what you want to do? And she said, nothing stopped me to see my grandkid. We're going to stay. We're going to rent. If no rent, we're going to, even local, long-term, like a hotel or something. She said, we're prepared. We just want to leave. We want to be with our grandchildren. So once they said mm-hmm. that, I said, that's good, because I want you to understand you may not able to find a rental in this spring market too, right? They said, no problem. Don't worry about us. We will go. Nothing stop us. We just have to see the little ones. So mm-hmm. yeah, they're right. Out of state, the travel, they live in Connecticut. So they said, we are going regardless.
Right. Another why would be retirement. Sometimes we've had the situation where the client is going to retire in 1 to 2 years, yet they want to put their house on the market now because they want to sell the house, not have to worry about what the market may be in that 1 or 2 years, and collect the money, rent somewhere in the interim, and then move to wherever they're moving, to the Carolinas or Florida, 2 years down the road. That's common, because sometimes sellers are very cautious and they don't want to take the risk on the market, what the market's going to bear in 2 years.
Yep, they want to leave. The day they retire, they know exactly the date, but they know when the lease ends, so they pack up and leave without any worry.
And they already have the money from the sale proceeds already done from that.
Yep,
time.
They probably bought a house in that 1 or 2 years. Right. I mean, some seller in good in better financial situation, they definitely could buy without selling. But most folks today, that's all they have. After they pay their bill, after they pay taxes, after they pay the kids' education, the home is the only kind of money they have, except the 401k retirement.
Sure,
right?
It's one of your most.
So that's really, they need that funding to buy another home. So we did had a lot of clients sold it, rented 1 or 2 years. In the meantime, they got the money, they can put a down payment or buy cash, either way, so they can move to other warmer or other places in their desire. So that's a good reason to consider to sell now.
All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Attention all investors. A two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots, located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design, is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448. Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways, including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. So let's just wrap up the why, then we're going to move on to the other two questions that are important for sellers to ask before they put the house on the market. So to end up with the why, we touched on this, the lifestyle change. The family could increase, you know, go from a, so you need to go from that three-bedroom to the four-bedroom or the five-bedroom. The kids may be school-age ready, so couple may need to move to an area that has better schools. So those are other areas that the why is a motivating factor. If you outgrow the space, that's motivation. And if you want the schools or nothing, every family wants nothing but the best school system for the kids. So that why is a motivating factor as well. So it comes down to the why, comes down to you need a motivating factor. You know, that'll be determined if the sale is really going to be a push through.
Yes.
Very important. So let's talk about the where are you moving to. So there, we touched on that too. So when you put the house on the market, it's nice if you know where you're moving to, if you have a plan. Sometimes the sellers don't, but that's not the end of the world. They can, you know, their plan is, well, it's once we get a contract, we'll find something. That can happen. That's you encounter that every day as well. And some sellers have a plan and they already have their home picked out in Florida or wherever it may be.
I think with the where, right, Ken, I mean, I would suggest that if you really want to be moving out of the area, your comfort zone, right, either out of state or totally other area, I would suggest you maybe rent a year, see whether you like it. You know, remember dad and mom bought a house in Whiting that time? Mm-hmm. I told them it's not a good idea. Do they listen? No.
So far from the grandkids.
I said to Ken, you better stop it. He said, don't worry, Jane. Dad and did that a lot of time. They put deposit and later on they changed mind. And this time they did. And then they bought it in Whiting. And then our daughter's born and they realize it's too far.
And even though they were told that many
times. They've been told they didn't register, right? Yeah. They've been told, they say, okay, we'll be okay. But once the grandchild is born and then they couldn't wait to come back. But the problem was they bought that property in the high, 2005. They pay. They waited for that lot. So they paid a premium for that, a premium lot they've been waiting for years. And they bought the highness the market, 2006, I think, they bought so high, and they asked the builder give all the upgrade the builder can have in the showroom.
Right.
So at the end, they lost $100,000 that deal, right? So they and then they went there, and the beginning, the club was nice, they're happy, they go there, and after 2 weeks, they realized, you know, they from north and they from south, so sometimes, you know, the neighbors, they're nice, they all nice, very nice neighbor, but after a while they miss their friend up in the north and they miss grandchildren,
right? So the where should always have the consideration of how it will impact your family, your friends, your livelihood. Yeah. I mean, you can always certainly, a lot of people love moving somewhere. They love the scenery, the change in the weather, but you always have to consider it. But a lot of times the families may not realize it until they already are situated there. They may think it's paradise for the first few weeks, but then as time goes by, they get lonely. They miss they miss their children. They miss the grandkids. So the where has to, you know, you have to consider that. And sometimes people just don't know until they've already made the commitment. So it's just, you know, it's sad, but it happens. You even had a client that was a husband and wife. They lived for many years in their house in Central Jersey. Unfortunately, the husband passed away. So
suddenly,
passed away. So the wife felt the house was too much. It was too empty. She wanted to. She wanted to change the scenery. So she thought the shore, somewhere down the shore, would be the answer. It would be a lifestyle change by the beach. I guess she enjoyed the ocean, loved being by the water. But when she got down there, she realized that she missed her local community activities that she was involved with. She missed the friends, even though there was
grandchildren,
drive away,
the kids.
So what did she end up doing? She ended up moving from her house down the shore, and then from the shore back to the somewhere
55 plus. Yeah, she bought a newer 55 plus community. She doesn't want to take care of the yard and everything in a 55 plus community. And at the beginning, she was very happy in the club and everything. After a while, she just, you know, because her girlfriend was there, a couple of girlfriends in the same community, they said really nice. They went there, she liked it. But after a while, there's too many rules for her. She doesn't want to follow them. Right. At the end, she came back to where she had a house at the beginning. She bought a smaller ranch and moved back to the same town. So that was
so she made a whole 360. But what you're saying is very interesting about people. Sometimes what I think is a very good, great idea is neighbors that are very close to each other or that live in the same community or the same town. What we've seen happen is oftentimes one family will move to a certain location and then the next person in that community who's friendly will move to that same community.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, all of them move because they want that 55 plus or that community lifestyle with the shuffleboard, the swimming pool, they want to downsize from a house to a condominium or a townhouse. They don't have all the burden. So that's not a bad idea because then at least you know where you're moving to. You have comfort and, you know, some level of friends that are already there. It's established. So that's a smart way to plan your where.
Yeah, Ken, I had so many clients told me when they go to South Carolina, right? Now there was a big movement to go to the Carolinas. And they said majority of people went there. It's New York, New Jersey. You know, they either from Brooklyn or they from Brooklyn to Staten Island to New Jersey. And then when they are, they all somehow share the similar roots, right? So that's like a lot of New Yorkers and New Jersey resident move down there. So you have a lot of friends there very easily. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. So the where, again, it's not always definite. There's always changes. That's what happens. Life is uncertain, and it's always changing, right? And people's moods change and preferences change. And, you know, just like with college, when you're a major in college, you don't think that's going to be the be-all, end-all because people change majors. So you can buy a house, and sometimes we're human, so sometimes we make decisions, and then they turn out to be not the best decision, so you change.
You try before you buy.
You try to go there
often. If you don't want to rent there for a year or two, at least go there for a few weeks and talk to neighbors and see whether you like it. Because buying a house is a huge decision. It's not buy a T-shirt. So better, you know, just invest the time and the effort to go there, try it out.
Yeah, and I think with the where, we can't forget this other example. You said you had a client, I guess, that from Central Jersey when that came to you and wanted to sell her house, and for whatever reason, they did a lot of research and they found that Austin, Texas was the best place in the world to live, maybe because of the climate, because of these.
She heard on the news.
Yeah,
she heard.
So I don't know if they made a voluntary decision or they had an opportunity to get a job there.
She retired.
Oh, she retired.
She retired. Right. She heard Austin, the weather is good. That's the best place to live in USA. That's a few years ago. And she sold her house in here. She moved there. And I don't know, I told her you should rent first, don't buy. I don't know, she rented. Actually, it was the wrong advice because if she bought Austin now, the worth much more. But at that time, I couldn't remember she rented or she bought. But after 2 years, she missed Jersey so much, she came back.
See? So you can't always believe what you read. Everyone is a different individual, different needs, different preferences. And then
it's happened to your best friend, Adam, right?
Yep.
He's our age. He think he said getting older, he want a warm weather. He went to San Diego, and I sold his house in Hoboken. He went to San Diego. I said, you sure? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Went to San Diego, but thank God he didn't buy. He rent, right?
Right.
And then 6 months later, he said he missed New York food so much, he flew back.
Yeah, and that was somebody who had been there and vacationed there and fell in love with it and thought the weather and could, you know, tried to make a lifestyle there. But after being there, you know, after it wasn't a vacation, he missed the New York. There's something about the New York, the excitement of the metro area, all the activities we take in New Jersey. We have so much at our fingertips.
Yes,
in Central Jersey, you have access to the beaches, the parks. We covered what all the wonderful parks and recreation facilities that Central Jersey has, the access to the cities. So it's just a wonderful, you know, we have so many things within such close proximity that people don't realize it. If you're in other places in the world, they don't have the food we have, whether it be the bakery, the bagels and things, the pizza in other parts of the even this country is nowhere near what it is in New Jersey and New York.
Yeah, it's for me, the Broadway show, that's the best. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So let's talk about the third thing, the time frame. So we said the why, the where, and now the when. When do you want to move? So the time frame
That's
is important.
That's very important, too. I mean, when you want to move is very important. I remember a couple of years ago, a client came to me, wanted to put a house on the market, and they bought a new construction. And I said, when is going to be available? They said, oh, the builder tell me. I said, how do you know? They could have a cold winter. They could have anything. And let's wait a little bit and before you sell. But I don't want to carry two houses. I said, well, you carry two house, you know how much gonna cost you. But if you committed and something, if it's a bad winter or anything happened on the construction site, you may not be ready, and then you have to move twice. It's a headache to put the storage. You have to stay in the short-term lease. That's gonna create a more problem, right? It's gonna be more costly to you. And thank God they listened to me, because later on, suddenly we had the supply chain problem. So the house was finished 6 months or 7 months later than anticipated. So, but in the meantime, the market further went up. So as soon as, and we even waited till we pretty much know they're going to get CCO on the house. So we, and then we put a house on the market. So I told them this upright, that was last year. I said, the market is still going up. Let's just wait until they pretty much know they have a closing date. We put on the market on that weekend, and they closed and we signed, and everything went super smooth. So that was a good thing. But
so the delay worked out in their favor, because the market went up in Central Jersey, and they were able to have more money from their sale. But
yeah,
that's good.
But if they put the house on the market that time, where are they going to go? Right. The builder is not builder's fault. It was a supply chain problem. They don't know. They don't have siding. They don't have window. They don't have a kitchen. Mm-hmm. They were just waiting. So, I mean, that luckily we waited. So sometimes timing is very important. Right. Like you said earlier, Ken, if people retire, you know, 1 year, 2 year, when you retire, you can time that accordingly.
And then you can plan a civilized and orderly move. And another good thing that some sellers often take advantage of is what's called the UNO, the use and occupancy, which is afforded as long as the buyers agree to it. The UNO allows the parties to close title on the house, but then afterwards the seller stays in the house up to usually 30 days or 60 days, depending on what the lender will allow, and they pay the carrying costs, buyer costs. So that way, that can give the seller the additional month to 2 months' time to do an orderly move, whereas if they're not ready entirely to move, so they don't have to move their belongings out and they continue to occupy the house. So that's something that's a very useful tool.
And very flexible. The cost of that normally, once again, is negotiable by both parties. Generally speaking, is the buyer cost. It's not a buyer's mortgage.
Yeah, it's buyer's cost. Right.
Which is the property tax, HOA, if there's any, homeowner insurance, and the seller, have to pay the utility cost and the water sewer and maintain the garden and the pool if there's any. So that's how it works. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jane. Very good. We're about out of time, but I think we covered a lot of the why, the when, and the where. So for now, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com, or call 732-898-2266.